Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Living Abundantly with your host, Tamika Patrice Payne. We are broadcasting live from 109.9 Penn Station on Blog Talk Radio. I am Tamika Patrice Payne, author of novel Seasons of Change, blogger, speaker, poet, radio show host, and encourager. Jesus says in John 10:10 that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. When I thought about what I wanted to call the show, I prayed about what would be most appropriate, and Living Abundantly came to mind. In all the things that I write, and even in my one-on-one dealings with people, my goal is always to encourage and help point people in the direction of living their best lives. So through this show, I hope to inspire, to motivate, to challenge faulty mindsets, help change mental blueprints, and instruct others in finding their most authentic voice so they can claim and walk fully in the life they were created for, so that you may walk fully in the life you were created for. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Sometimes to find the best meaning of a word, we need to look at the opposite. So if what we're looking for is abundance, then the opposite of that would be poverty. It is possible to have poverty in many areas of your life. Usually when we think of poverty, we just think of finances. But you can have poverty in your time. Do you feel rushed or like you never have enough time in the day? Is there lack in your finances? What about your health? Do you feel full of energy and vitality, or are you tired, sluggish, and in pain? There can be poverty in your relationships, poverty in the areas of joy and peace and love. Do you feel like there's something missing in those areas? It is possible to have poverty in your emotions and even in your spiritual life. So we'll look at the dictionary.com definition of poverty, and it says, poverty is the state or condition of having little or no money, goods, or means of support. It is the condition of being poor, insufficiency, privation, neediness, destitution, indigence, pauperism, penury, scanty, meager, sparse, shortage, barren, bankruptcy, debt, difficulty, distress, famine, hardship, lack, underdevelopment, vacancy. Oh, but we are working, what we're working for is a life of abundance. And abundance is defined as present in great quantity, more than adequate, oversufficient, well supplied, abounding, richly supplied, plenty, large in number, ample, bounteous, bountiful, copious, crawling with, cup runs over with, eco-rich, exuberant, filled, full, generous, heavy, lavish, liberal, no end of, profuse, sufficient, teeming. You would want to be abounding in love, joy, and peace. You would want no end of your financial prosperity. You would want relationships that are bountiful and fulfilling. You would want to be ample in your vitality and health. You were created for a purpose. And no matter what the conditions of your conception may have been, you are not an accident, nor did you just end up on earth by happenstance. No, you were skillfully and thoughtfully and perfectly handcrafted by a God who designed you to fulfill a purpose in this life. Your life has meaning. Your thoughts are important. Your feelings are important, and you matter. If no one has ever told you before, begin this night to tell yourself daily, I matter. Look in the mirror and speak life over yourself. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I am important, I matter, and my life has meaning. I was created for a purpose. It doesn't matter what you may have heard about yourself before, or even how people may have made you feel. Through this show, I hope to put an end to those lies and replace them with the truth of who you are in Christ. If you're just tuning in, this is Living Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Kane. And tonight we are defining what it means to live the abundant life and setting on course for the shows that will follow this one as we explore each week how to incorporate all that is necessary to living the abundant life. I had a conversation with a lady who at the time was 103 years old. And she's in her nursing room, her room in the nursing home. And she's sitting there, and it's early in the morning, and it's one of those divine appointments. And I tend to be a pretty quiet person, and I wouldn't call myself shy, just quiet, kind of reserved. And when I speak, it is deliberate. And so we're talking this day, but I'm not one to just share everything unless I need to, unless it's an appointment. You know, I don't have a problem sharing my testimony. He does say that people are set free by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So I don't have a problem sharing my testimony, but I'm not just one who just randomly just speaks and put my business and stuff out there. So this morning we're talking, and that's a divine appointment. And she's looking at me, and I have nowhere to hide. I feel like I'm just completely exposed, and she's asking me, like, you know, some really pointed questions. you know, stuff like do I like what I'm doing for a living, and you know, some of the specific choices that I've made in my life, have they helped me? And I had to just be honest and just say, you know, in certain situations, no, that didn't help at all. If anything, it kind of, you know, added more pressure and added more stress and added more strain. And this is a woman who had lived through the Holocaust, a little Jewish lady, had lived through the Holocaust and remembers bombs flying overhead and her family starving. And, you know, she just remembers all of that. So, you know, when she speaks and says, you know, life can be difficult, but press on through, it has significant meaning because of all the things that she had lived through. So we're having this conversation that morning, and she's just, you know, she's just looking at me, and she says, make your dreams come true. I know that life is difficult, but press through. You just have to keep going, but make your dreams come true. And I heard her. You know, as tears are pouring down my face and all of this, I heard her. And I couldn't immediately think of what dreams it was that I even had. I mean, I literally had been so far removed from my dreams, I couldn't even remember what they were. I'm sure some of you can even probably relate to that. You're just, you know, you just put your head down and you just go up the grind and you just do everything you have to do, but you find that you're not doing anything you want to do, and so you feel so completely unfulfilled. And that's where I was at in my life, just unfulfilled. You know, just nothing was doing it. I am thankful that I had the gift of writing, so I could still, you know, journal and stuff like that, but all the other things that meant something to me, I wasn't really doing any of those things. So I couldn't come up with an answer, and I had to kind of go into prayer and really search deep and figure out, like, what exactly is it that I want to do? And so I came up with a list. I think there were about 14 things on that list, you know, places I wanted to go, things I wanted to do. But it helped me to be able to determine where I was living my life authentically and where I wasn't. And in many areas of my life, I was just doing what I had to do. And so I wasn't being true to the voice on the inside of me, that voice of truth that was telling me, you know, hey, you've got some stuff here that you need to be doing, or some stuff that you want to be doing. Why are you not doing that? Why are you not seeing what you want to see? Why are you not going to places you want to go? Why is all you're doing just working? You know, what are you going to do so that you can accomplish and fulfill the things that you've written on this list? And so it helped me. It's like, okay, you know, so then at that point I knew, okay, well, this is not what I want to do, so I could stop doing this line of work. Or, you know, these relationships are an emotional drain, so nope, that's got to go. Time to shut some things down. And so I just made a promise to myself that I was going to start living life authentically, that I really needed to just address those areas where there were poverty in my life. And so, you know, and I'm not saying that this is something that will happen and it'll just be a one-time event. You know, you may have to go back and explore and redefine and reshape and whatever it is that you have to do in order to be able to come to that. And it may take you having to reassess, you know, maybe just over and over throughout your life, but that's okay. As long as you are taking the time to do the work, you will also be able to say that you have had an authentic life and that you would get a chance to live your life and not be at the end of it and have all these regrets, all these things you wish you had done but just didn't do because you were doing all the stuff that you didn't want to do. And we're under no obligation to have to just accept the stuff that people want to put on us. I have this saying, don't let a person throw their trash in your can. And so, you know, if it's not something that's going to be lifting and edifying and bringing life to your life and life to those around you, then it really doesn't serve a place. And so if you're finding that you are unhappy and sad, feeling unfulfilled, then those are indicators that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing and that you are not where you're supposed to be. You shouldn't just be going through the daily grind. You know, you shouldn't just have to be worried about, you know, I'm going to just work this job and I've been here 15 years, you know, because I want the pension. Or, you know, well, I could just retire from there. But if going to work doesn't bring you a joy in that place and you, like, hate it and it's making you sick and you're stressed and you're gaining weight and, you know, whatever it is that you do to, you know, to handle the stresses in your life, then you're out of place. And I know. I can almost hear your thoughts. You know, well, how am I going to pay my bills? You don't understand. You know, the economy's bad. How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to support myself? But the same God that provided that job the first time will provide something else. And so you don't really even have to be worried about that. I have the saying that when you follow what you love, the money will follow. You know, we don't chase money. Yes, we need money. You know, money is important. You know, we need that to be able to, you know, to pay our bills and to purchase food and all those kinds of things. I am not negating that even a little bit. But I am saying that that should not be the primary focus of whatever it is that you're doing. If you're not fulfilled in what you're doing, then that's an indicator that you are out of place. And so I would say to you, it would be time to kind of step back and see, well, what is it that would bring you fulfillment? When you were a little kid, what were the things that brought you pleasure? Did you like to draw? Did you want to be a teacher, but somebody told you teachers don't make any money, so you went into engineering instead? Or what was it that you wanted to do? Did you want to design clothes and into the caregiving? What is it that you really wanted to do? Because whatever that desire is, whatever that burning passion is, it wasn't even from you. It was from a source outside of you, bigger than you, and you can do it. Everything that you have been called to do, you are equipped for. Now, it may require some training. It may require some education. You may have to go back to school. You may have to do like an apprenticeship or an intern or something like that so that you can get the skills that you need. But all of that, we work for knowledge, not just for paychecks. So, you know, you get the stuff that you need so that you can do what you want to do and go where you want to go and so that you can create the life that you want to live so that you may live not by default, but life on purpose. Life on purpose. Every day you need to be doing something towards creating the destiny that you were sent here for, creating the life that you want to live. You should be able to design your own life. Again, if you are just tuning in, this is Living Life Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Kane, and tonight we are defining what it means to live the abundant life and setting on course for the shows that will follow this one as we explore each week how to incorporate all that is necessary to living the abundant life. So we're just talking about finding your bliss, and if you're not happy in the things that you're doing and you're not feeling fulfilled, those are indicators and signs that you are out of position. You're not where you're supposed to be. And it's possible that you have been doing what you have to do for so long that maybe you don't even remember what your dreams were in your youth. You may feel like, oh, that stuff is so far removed, but you were created to be happy. Jesus said he came to give us the abundant life. Bountiful, ample, and it's possible to have poverty in areas other than money in your life. And so if you're not feeling fulfilled, if you're feeling rushed and stressed and tired and sick, those are indicators that you have poverty and lack in those areas of your life. And so it will be time to do some work, to do some inner work and find out, okay, you know, how did I get here? Why am I here in this place? You know, what purpose is there in this? Did I believe a lie? Did somebody tell me I couldn't follow my dream? Did somebody tell me I couldn't do something and I believed them instead of listening to that voice on the inside of me that told me I had everything I needed there to do it, just follow my dream? Did you believe a lie? Because we're going to dispel all those kinds of things during this show. And we're going to work on getting new mental blueprints and things like that. So throughout the week, I'll have, you know, guests come in sometimes and, you know, and they will share, you know, different components of living the abundant life, whether it be from a spiritual standpoint or, you know, maybe it might be a social worker coming in to do with, like, the emotions or something like that. We'll just continue to just keep dealing. We didn't end up where we are overnight, and so we will need to give ourselves time to get where we want to be. And so instead of, you know, beating ourselves up about where we're not, we're going to just give ourselves a pat on the back and encourage ourselves. It's just one step at a time. Take a step. Give yourself some applause. You know, encourage yourself. And remind yourself who you are. And if possible, you may need to have an encounter with yourself. You know, there's a passage of scripture that talks about Paul and how he has been persecuting Christians. And he encounters Jesus on the road, to Damascus. And, you know, but this encounter with Jesus changed his life. And so it literally changed, like, the whole course of everything it was he was doing from that point. And so, you know, maybe what you need is to run into yourself, not the stuff that people have told you, not those lies, but your true and authentic self, the person that you were created to be, the person that you were before all the hits in life kind of knocked you down, the person that you were before, you know, the bad relationships and the bankruptcies and, you know, losing your job and whatever it is, it may be possible that you may need to meet your true and authentic self. There's a voice on the inside of you. The voice of truth is ringing out. And it's saying something to you. And it's okay for you to listen when it says, you know what, I'm not really fulfilled in this relationship. I got to go. It's okay. I hate my job. I got to get out of here. It's okay. You don't have to worry about, is another job going to come? Another job will come. And I'm not saying just quit your job and don't have any way to pay your bills. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying act irresponsibly. What I am saying is just set the course of motion going so that you can fulfill and accomplish the things that you want to accomplish in this life, so that when you get to the end of it, it will have been a full life, a fulfilling life, and you'll be happy with the things that you've done. You won't be riddled with regret. You know, you see people who have spent their lives just, you know, even just working, and they've done that, and they may even have amassed a number of possessions, but they may have lost some stuff that was very vital and important. And then by the time they figure it out, it's too late. But it's not too late for you. And it's not happenstance that you were listening in tonight. And so thank you for tuning in. I hope that each week you get something that you need. And when I speak, it is from a place of been there and done that. I know what it feels like to have been in lack. I know what it feels like to just be at your wit's end and to not have much support. But I also know what it feels like when my life turned around and I was able to do some other things and live a better life. And so I'm just here just to encourage you and to let you know that you don't have to stay in the place where you are right now. But at this time, I am going to play a song, and then I'll be back in just a few minutes.
I am ready. Lately I've been thinking just need you to acknowledge I am here.
If you're just tuning in, this is Living Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Kane, and tonight we are defining what it means to live the abundant life. So we left off talking about, you know, just finding your bliss and giving yourself permission to live the life that you were created to live. And so often we have just done what we've had to do for so long that we don't even know how to come out of the place where we are. But we just do it one step at a time. But truth seekers always find what it is that they're looking for. And so if changing your life is what you truly desire to do, then literally everything it is that you need will begin to just kind of fall in your lap. You will run into someone at the grocery store. You know, you may find some book. You may see a commercial. It will be a number of things. But when you decide that you're ready to change your life, everything it is that you need is on your path, waiting on you to get there. It always has. And so, you know, it's just a matter of just taking a step and making a choice and deciding, this is not the life I want to live anymore. And so I'm going to do something about it. You know, if that means that you have to let some toxic relationships go, then let them go. You know, it is a fact that when you change, everyone around you has to change too. And so they just can't deal with you the way that they used to because you're not the same person that you used to be. And so they will either choose to grow on with you or they'll just go on without you. But either way, you win. And you never end up in lack because when you make room, letting the old stuff go, you're actually making room for what's good and what's right and what's true and what's authentic to come into your life. And so if the old stuff has to go, if old people have to go, relationships have to die, that's okay. You know, even though not everything is meant to be for a lifetime, some stuff is for a reason. Some people are there for a season, you know, and that's okay. We just let it run its course. And so if this is what it takes in order for you to be able to get to your authentic self, in order for you to be able to thrive, and just, you know, and to get where you're trying to go, then it's fine. And those are small sacrifices to be able to pay in order for you to be able to get where it is that you're trying to go. Let me word that a different way. To not get where you want to go. By being stuck in things that keep you down is too high of a price to pay. And so just know that you're worth it, even if you feel like, yes, but there are a million steps ahead. But you know what? It doesn't matter how great or small the journey. Everything starts with just one step. And so you just take a step, and then you just take another one, and then you just take another one. And before you know it, you know, you've walked miles. And before you know it, you know, you've crossed state lines, and you just keep taking a step, and you just keep taking a step. And you just keep reminding yourself that you're worth it. And the people around you, the people who are significant and in your life, they need to be people who are pushing you in that direction, who are encouraging you, who are loving you to where you want to be, not trying to keep you down. They're not thinking of their own agenda for your life. They are literally there to help push you and propel you into where it is that you want to go. There is someone meant to yoke with you and help push you into that place. There's someone assigned to you. And when you are ready for it, that person will appear. You can ask for it, too. You can pray and ask for that person to be manifested in your life. But literally, you know, we are yoked together to help each other. You know, and so if you have people who are always just speaking negative about your dreams and never have anything positive to say, those are signs that those are people who don't need to be in your inner circle. Even Jesus had varying levels of relationships with people. He had the one. He had the three, he had the 12, he had the 70, and he had the multitude. And with each group of those people, he dealt with them with a different level of intimacy. He did not tell the multitude everything. He did not hold the multitude close to his bosom like that, because he couldn't. And not all of those people were equipped to be able to have that level of intimacy and closeness in his life like that. And so he would deal with the 70 a little bit closer and with the 12 a little bit closer. But even the 12 disciples that he walked with, even he didn't deal with, they didn't all have the same level of intimacy with him either. Even out of that group, he had three that he was really tight with. And then he had the one that he was really super tight with. And so as you are picking your inner circle, be mindful of who you're placing there. Be mindful of who you're placing there. You know, not everyone is for you. And as you are trying to get where you're trying to go, the people who are closest to you, the people who are walking closest to you, need to be those that truly have your back. And so, you know, if it requires you to have to, you know, fast and pray and ask the Lord to reveal who's around you, he'll do it, you know, because it's important. But we sometimes get used to dysfunctional relationships. And sometimes we feel like we deserve it. Or even if we don't feel like we deserve it, it's all we know. And so we haven't quite learned how to disconnect ourselves from it. But those things are necessary when you are trying to elevate. The people who are around you need to be either walking the same kind of walk with you, or they need to be further ahead of you so they can help you and you can glean from them. Every Mary needs an Elizabeth, if you remember that story. Mary had just found out that she was pregnant, and Elizabeth, her cousin, was pregnant with John. But anyway, and when she came there, the baby leapt. Elizabeth was further along the journey than Mary was. And there were things that Mary needed to glean from her. So you will always have an Elizabeth in your life, someone who's further along the journey than you. And that person may mentor you and hold you under their wing and talk to you and encourage you and school you, and it's for a purpose and it's for a reason, and you need them. And then you will turn around and you will be an Elizabeth to someone else, because, you know, each one reach one, each one teach one, you know, and we are not in it just for ourselves, but we really are in it so that we can be encouraged and empowered. And then so we can turn right around and encourage and empower others too. And so, you know, just know that as you, for all the people who may have something negative to say and may not support your journey to fulfillment, There are so many people around you that when you decide to take the reins back of your life and change the course of your life, they are just literally sitting back just waiting on somebody around them to do it first. It is really okay for you to be a forerunner if no one around you has done it before. It's okay to be a pioneer. It's okay to be a trailblazer. And so there's someone sitting back waiting. And you're kind of giving other people permission to fly, even as you are giving yourself permission to fly. Even some of the ones who may have even have hated on you. It's okay. They'll get what they need as you're getting what you need. But you just stay focused and keep your goal in mind and just begin to speak life to yourself and just begin to be mindful of who's around you. Those people should be speaking life to you and encouraging you when you are feeling down. You know, all those kinds of things make a difference. You want to start your day in a way that will uplift your spirit. So you may need to put on some music that just pumps you up, and it's really okay. You know, if that's what it takes to keep your spirit high, to keep your head in the right place, that is really okay. You may need to exercise if you're feeling poor. Certain kinds of things are making your body feel bad. You may need to eliminate some things from your diet. Because remember, we're talking about having an abundant life. And remember, we said that abundance was not just in finances, but literally in every area of your life. Abundance in relationships, abundance in health, in peace, in joy, in wealth, in your spiritual walk, in your emotions. Abundance everywhere. Ample, flowing, fulfilling, all of that, abounding. And those are the things that you're looking for in every area of your life. So it's going to, of course, take a balance. And so, you know, if you find that you are, like, you know, resounding in abundance in certain areas, but you're still having lack over here in some other ones, okay, that's letting you know we need to tweak some things. And it's okay. And so you just give yourself permission to just each day be doing something. And let me just, it may start off with a list. You know, because, of course, you need to kind of know, you know, what your goals are and what your dreams are and all of that. And those things are important. But then once the list is done, then you kind of get a little bit more detailed. What exactly is it going to take for me to be able to get where I'm trying to go? Okay, so if weight loss is the goal, then, okay, what exactly, how much weight do I want to lose? Okay, fine. So then you have the target goal there. I need to lose a certain amount of pounds, okay. And we're not so much even worried about a time frame as it is just the goal itself. Well, what will it take for me to do that? What are the things that are hindering my weight loss? Okay, and so the things that are hindering your weight loss is eating at night. Okay, then you're going to work on not eating at midnight. You're going to try and cut it off by 10 o'clock. And then you'll work on shutting it off by 9 o'clock and 8 o'clock until you finally get to 7 o'clock, and then you're not eating anything else at night. You know, you might be drinking something warm or something like that, okay? If you are not moving, then, you know, you may just start off by taking a walk to the corner and back. And then as you build strength and endurance, you go further, and then you're able to do more. You know, soon you might be running marathons, but it all just starts with one step. Okay, are you eating everything fried? Okay, then you might need to eat some things that are baked. It's just defining, figuring out where the deficits are, and then charting a course to get yourself where it is that you want to go, okay? You hate your job. You are not in the career field that you want to be in at all, okay? So you're going to do some research. Find out exactly what is it that is required in order for you to work in the field. It may require you to go to school. I remember hearing someone say, when they were talking about school, oh, I wanted to go into this one program, but they were talking 8 years. And so let me just say that 8 years is come and gone. And the person never did anything with it, but they could have been taking classes, and you know what, they'd be done by now, and they'd be operating and working in that field that they were talking about. So, you know, don't let stuff like that stand in the way, because you know what, time is ticking by whether you're taking the classes or not, and the 8 years are going to fly by whether you're taking the classes or not, so you might as well just take the class. If that's what you really want to do, and that's what you have really wanted to do for such a long time, just do it, and don't put a butt in the way, you know. Just get all that stuff right out the way and just sign up and just take the class. Even if it's just one class at a time, you look up and the next thing you know, you've really completed a whole year, and you have a whole year worth of classes under your belt. And the next thing you know, you have a degree, and then you're working on the next one. And so, you know, whatever it is that it takes, if you want to start a business, okay, you might want to do some research and find out, you know, what is it going to take? You know, what area do you want to, is there a need for it? Do your market research, you know. And so each day, then you will get up and you will work towards, you will literally take steps. You may have to make some phone calls. You may have to go to some places. You may have to get licensing, whatever it is that it takes. But each day you will physically be doing something towards accomplishing that goal. But it does start with a list, but it doesn't end there. It actually does require that you do some things, that you have to put some work in. And so, but it's all, but you're worth it. You're worth the effort. And so, again, if you are just tuning in, this is Living Abundantly with your host, Tamika Patrice Kane, on 109.9 Penn Station. And we are defining what it means to live the abundant life tonight. This is our first show, and so we are actually kind of setting the course of what it will, what we'll be talking about, and kind of breaking down what it's like to live the abundant life, and the steps that we need to take in order to be able to live the abundant life. And sometimes we will have guest speakers and things like that, other stuff to kind of help point you in the direction where you need to go, and dispel any lies that you may have been told, and help just push you right where you want to go, because you're worth the effort. I'm going to say that again. You are worth the effort, and your life has meaning, and you were created with a purpose. So I just said all that. You know, I had mentioned when the broadcast first started that I am the author of a novel called Season of Change. And there's a little story there. So the book has been written for, 15, 17 years, something like that, a long time. And at different times I had tried to get the book published, and things just did not work out. It finally came out in December. It was like giving birth. I've been pregnant with this book for all those years. But timing is everything. But since we're talking about living authentically and living the abundant life, it was me fulfilling a dream. And even though it had been a dream deferred, I didn't lose sight of what the dream was. You know, and there were times I wondered, like, you know, is it really ever going to happen? You know, setbacks can make you kind of question and doubt yourself and make you kind of wonder, do you really know what you thought you do? But I am living proof that, yes, you know, it can happen. And it will happen if you just keep focused and just take the steps and don't give up. And don't let anybody talk you out of your dreams. And so, you know, it's actually doing quite well, and I'm very excited about it. I'm having my debut book signing on Tuesday, June 18th, at a place called the Heritage of Southfield in Southfield, Michigan, and really looking forward to that. It's a lovely facility. It is going to be an adult only affair, just, you know, because of the type of facility that it is. But you know, if you're able and in the area, come on out and support. I'd love to see you. Love to meet you. But we are doing some interesting things. So in addition to the radio show, which will be every Thursday evening at 9 o'clock, I also have a fan page on Facebook, and that's Tamika, T-U-M-I-K-A, Patrice Kane. And you will see the cover of the book, and you'll know that it's me. And feel free to like the page. I post all kinds of inspirational and motivating kinds of things on there that you won't get anywhere else. So do that. I do have a website, and it's TamikaPatrice.com, and you can also follow me on Twitter, at Tamika Patrice. And again, that's Tamika, T-U-M-I-K-A, Patrice, P-A-T-R-I-C-E, and Kane, C-A-I-N. And I'm so glad that you have decided to join in and listen to the show this evening. I am always open to, you know, to hearing what you have to say, and getting your feedback. And, you know, sometimes you have questions or whatever, and so you can contact me directly. I'm very hands-on, you know, very, very personable. So, you know, I would love to hear from you. And again, glad you tuned in tonight. This is Living Abundantly with Tamika Patrice Kane, and we have been defining what it means to live the abundant life. And That is what we are, that's what we're here to do. Jesus said that he came to give us not just life, but the abundant life. And so anything that is in the way of us living the life that we were designed to live has got to be moved out of the way so that we can. And let me say this to you. Sometimes it looks like and it feels like or seems like only a certain group of people are supposed to have certain kinds of privileges and, you know, hope and all that. But you know what? He was not, he's no respecter of persons. And even though some people may have some more knowledge or insight, it doesn't mean that they are more deserving of living that kind of life. It just means they know some stuff that you don't know, and you may need to ask some questions, you know. And some people really have a desire for other people to be as successful as they are. They don't feel like they have attained success if they're the only ones who have it. You know, and I feel like that too. You know, like we are here. It's not just about me. It's not just about you. We're supposed to get some stuff and give some stuff. Get some stuff and give some stuff. Each one reach one. Each one teach one. So as you are learning, surely there are people around you who can benefit from the knowledge and benefit from your journey. As a matter of fact, Jesus tells us that people are set free by the blood of the Lamb. We know that's him and the word of our testimony. And so as we share our journey, as we share where we've been and where he's brought us out from, there is such power in that. And people's lives are changed and they're transformed. And it's because somebody was willing to take the step first and then share the journey. And so that's my encouragement to you. Don't be afraid to take the step. There's somebody out there who's waiting on you to take that step. And as you are getting your wings to fly, you are giving someone else their wings to fly. So fly. Thrive. Just live it up. Live it up and just do it abundantly. Live the life you were created to live. You were created to live on purpose. You were created for a purpose. Whose passion is it that you feel? Whose pain is it that you feel? Because typically when you are passionate about a thing and you know there's someone, there's a group of people and you feel their pain or you feel like their region of the world sticks out to you, there's usually a call in you for that group of people. You know, what is it that drives, what do you love to do? All that stuff matters. What do you love to do? If you love to teach, then teach. You know, okay, fine, you may decide that you don't want to teach for a living, even though you probably should be, but you know, maybe there's a class that you could be teaching, or you could help tutor children, or something. But start doing something that points you in the direction of the fulfillment of your life. And what are your gifts? Everybody's got some. Do you sing? Are you a singer? And yet you're holding on to your gift? Are you a writer? And yet you haven't put pen to paper in a long time? No. Are you an artist that you haven't picked up a charcoal or a watercolor and painted a picture in years? What is it that you love to do? Because there's a portion of that that you should be focusing your energy and stuff on. Some stuff is to just help you feel fulfilled. And it's good. And so I'm just encouraging you to just use your gifts because they're there for a reason. It was given to you as a gift for a reason. And so you received a gift, and now you need to share your gift, you know. And there is a place for every gift in the kingdom. Let me say that again. That's very important. There is a place for every gift in the kingdom. Now, that doesn't mean that you'll necessarily have to use your gift in a church, but there is a gift for every, there's a place for every gift in the kingdom. He says that your gifts will make room for you and place you before great men. Your gifts will, you know, but you got to be operating in them. Your gifts will make room for you. And so there is someone who needs to hear what you have to say. There is someone that your art moves. There is someone that that the anointing of your voice breaks the yokes for them. There's just someone that needs your experience and business and expertise to help somebody else get where they're trying to go. Your gift, there's a place for them, for every gift that you have. And some people have multiple gifts, and then they think, well, I have to pick and choose what it is that I'm going to be using. But no, you don't. at whichever season it is, you will have an opportunity to use every single gift that you have been blessed with, every single one. And so I just say to you, just do it. You know, just get started. Just get started, even if you're just doing it for yourself for now. If you haven't picked up a pen to write or you haven't, you know, cooked a meal, you know, just get started. You said you wanted to cater. Oh, well then, you know, start by doing little birthday parties or, you know, something small. Or even, you know, asking if you could help an accomplished or seasoned caterer so that you can learn the business of it. There are all kinds of things that you can be doing to help get yourself going and put in the right direction of being able to fulfill the gifts that you have and the talents and the desires that you have. And don't forget that the things that matter to you, they matter to God. I'm going to say that again. The things that matter to you matter to God. And so there are no big and little things in His eyes. He just sees you as His child. And just like you would with your own child, the things that matter to that child matter to the parent. The things that matter to you matters to the God that created you. And so just talk to Him. You know, and just know that as you begin to put yourself out there, everything you need is on the path that's waiting on you to get there. Everything you need is on the path that's waiting on you to get there. So decide tonight that you're not going to live life status quo, that you're going to live life by design, by your own design, and not by default anymore, because you don't have to. You don't have to. You can live it up, and you can live the abundant life, and anything that you have seen is available to you. If you don't have it, there's just a piece of knowledge that you need to get so that you can, and some stuff that you need to put into practice so that you can have the life that you want. So on that note, I'm going to bid you adieu. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Living Abundantly with your host, Tamika Patrice Kane, and I will hopefully have you tune in again next Thursday at 9 p.m. on 109.910 station. And let's end the night with a little Johnny Gill. Have a great evening and make it a great day on purpose. I do.